When someone treats you badly, how do you react? How do you respond to them? How do you treat them? Because how you answer those questions, well, it matters a lot. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In a world that's far from perfect, we all have enemies we wish we didn't. We just do. So the question is then, what do you do with them? Well, there are several options. Détente, avoidance, passive-aggressive behaviour, a bit of judicious backstabbing here and there, right through to all-out war. They're all pretty common responses. But have you ever noticed how none of those ever seem to resolve anything? They don't seem to release you from the conflict. They don't seem to bring you that one thing that you desire above all else, peace. Jesus said something really odd back in the day. I mean, really. And one of the strangest things that he ever said was this, Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28. But I say to you people who are listening to me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Ask God to bless the people who ask for bad things to happen to you. Pray for the people who are mean to you. Well, easier said than done, eh? But it's amazing what happens when you start praying for your enemy. Through that prayer, God does a powerful work in your heart. He sets you free from the anger, the resentment, the pain. Sometimes the enemy changes, other times they don't. But when you pray for your enemy, it changes you. Peace ends up breaking out in your heart and freedom that you never thought was possible. And in the middle of all that, you discover a love for your enemy that you never imagined you had in you. Pray for the people who are mean to you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Living out the love of Christ is easier said than done. And yet when we get the word of God into us, he does such a mighty work in our hearts. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find the Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.